chapter 17. Our message is entitled today, Turn Back. In Luke's gospel, we want to begin in verse number 11. We're going to read down, Lord willing, through verse number 19. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. We're going to read in just a moment where that he would stop by a village as he was making his way. The Bible tells us, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourself unto the priest. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jesus answering said, Where there are not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, dear friends, this passage of Scripture, it touched our heart in a very, very unique and special way. When you see your dear friends, the Lord God Almighty, who cares for mankind, he blesses the saint and the sinner alike. And when you look here at this passage, you will find here in the Gospel of Luke where that Jesus Christ was making his way to Jerusalem. And as he was going to the direction of Jerusalem, the word tells us that he stopped there in a village. There he was met by those that were in need. I must tell you today, friends, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not just here, but praise God, he's everywhere. And the needs are many, and the needs are great. And when I thought about these men that had called out to Jesus Christ, I thought about us in the day and time in which it is that we live. Our Lord and Savior in our midst today is being called upon with the things that is upon our heart. And I must tell you today, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's healing and he's restoring and he's bringing about good tidings to many lives. When these 10 lepers who was very diseased and they stood afar off and they cried out to the Prince of Peace, they cried out because they had a desire on their heart. I tell you today, dear friends, when you cry out to the Son of God, you, like them, have a desire on your heart, and it is God's will to bless you and to help you. You say, Brother Lynn, how has he helped me? You're here today simply because our Lord extended mercy and love and helped us all today. We've all been blessed. We've all been blessed. And when you look here at the Word of God and you see how that the Lord ventured into the midst of these lepers and they cried out to Jesus. When you see their friends, they know it was the one that they called to could not only help them but heal them. But when I looked at this passage of Scripture, there was something that stood out. When you see their friends, when the Lord healed them, one recognize. How many of us today have recognized how that Jesus Christ has blessed us and helped us over the past few days? I must tell you, dear friends, God God has blessed me. And I want you to know something today, dear friends. He's blessed you too. Blessed you. Blessed you. And I looked here at this passage, and I began to be so stirred and so moved. For the Bible tells us that they cried out, desiring mercy from the Lord. They desired kindness from God to be shared upon them. I must tell you today, dear friends, we call out because we desire. We call out because we have a longing in our lives. These men called out, and the Lord Jesus Christ, He heard their cry. He heeded to their need. And the Word tells us that they were healed. I tell you today, friends, the Lord God that we serve and belong to has healed, praise God, us all. Many times we, like they, fail to see the handiwork of the Almighty. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. When you read this text of Scripture, it has to do with the 10 lepers. There is one that stands out in a very, very special way. For the Bible teaches us that not only did Jesus heal them, but He instructed them. When the Lord Jesus Christ touches you, He gives us instruction. He gives us guidance. He's willing to bring provision to our lives so that we can reflect Him and bring Him honor and to bring Him praise and to bring Him glory in this world today. He said, go to the priest. He didn't say go to the walk-in urgent care clinic. He said go to the priest. He gave them instruction on what it is that they were to do. But I must tell you today how that they, like many of us, when the Lord touches us and heals us and restores us and blesses us, when we get what we want, we go our way instead of God's way. The Bible doesn't tell us that they went to the priest. The Bible only teaches us that they were instructed to go to the priest. But one thing the Bible does reveal to us was that they were one who was a Samaritan. He seen that he was healed. He seen the handiwork of God. And he desired to turn and give Him thanks and give Him honor and to give Him praise. He turned back. He turned back. There's no doubt in my mind that the other nine was leaving a dusty trail. But that one, he turned back. He looked at the one who had blessed him. And the Bible says in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, what did he do? The Word says that he glorified God. We're to praise God. We're to honor God. We're to give glory to God. And we're to bring thanksgiving to God. Because I tell you today, dear friends, we have something to be thankful for. You say, Brother Lynn, what do I have to be thankful for? I tell you, friends, if you were once lost in your sin, the rigors of death was upon you. But through by your faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, today you're healed. You're healed. God has given us instruction, and God has given to us what we need to go our way. But what many fail to do then, and they do today, is that they fail to turn back to give Him thanks. We're living in the season of thanksgiving. We're in the midst of giving thanks. You know, I thought about that. We that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, every day should be thanksgiving for us. Every day we're to be thankful. Every day we're to be grateful. Every day we're to be like this cured leper. We are to see what God has done. Do you know something? We get so caught up in self. We concentrate more on what God hasn't done instead of what God has done. And we're more fixated on doing our things instead of God's things. So the Bible says that the Lord healed the 10. One turned back. One turned back when he seen that divine touch. One turned back when he realized his body had been restored. And Jesus Christ then, as he does today, is crying out, were they not others that was touched? How many of us need to turn back and look to God and bring him honor, bring him praise, and give him glory? He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. What did Jesus say? When Jesus addressed this one individual, when Jesus spoke to this young man, the Bible says in verse 17, Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Or were there not? Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, has the Lord Jesus Christ not touched us all? Oh, yes, he has. How many of us have turned back to give him thanks? How many of us are looking to him with a heart of thanksgiving? How many of us are realizing that he's willing and that he's able to restore us, to instruct us, to bless us, to enable us to make a difference in our lives and the lives around him? All of us. All of us. The Lord heals many, but only few things. The Lord touches many, but very few get that. I thought about that. How that is so relevant of our world today. You know why? Because we're so self-centered. We have the mindset that it is all about us. And when we get our way, that's all that seems to matter. I have a feeling that those 9 that went away from Jesus Christ begin to conduct their business in accordance to the flesh. I want you to know something today, dear friends. When Jesus Christ touched me, I'm not my own anymore. I belong to him. I belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He touched me. He restored me. He brought to me hope in a hopeless situation. You see, dear friends, those lepers was in a hopeless situation. You study about leprosy. You study about this agonizing, awful disease, how that the flesh literally rots from the bone. I tell you, they were hopeless. They were destined for doom. But when they called out to Jesus Christ, praise God, and made all the difference in the world. One looked at that once diseased body. One looked. The Bible says, turn back. You see, dear friends, when he turned back, he received more than what he had before. You turn to him. You look to him. Praise God. He'll bless you. Tremendous. He fails not to recognize a humble heart.
of those who look to him with eyes of faith. Those nine who didn't turn back were healed just the same. The Lord loved them just the same. He said, Brother Lynn, I've not turned back in a long time. He loves you just the same. You say, well, Brother Lynn, do I need to turn back? I tell you, friend, we all need to turn back. We can't give him enough thanks. We can't give him enough praise. But when that one who's seen the handiwork of the Almighty, the Bible tells us something. Jesus began to speak, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. What's Jesus saying? Oh, dear friends, this one stranger, this one Samaritan, not only was he healed on the outside, but praise be to God, he was healed on the inside because he turned back to the Lord. Some of us need some internal healing, do you not? You've heard of that old, cold, crusted heart. You've heard of those whose demeanor is lacking mightily. You've heard of those that are old and crusted because the weariness of time is taking its toll. Oh, dear friends, how that turning back to the Lord makes all the difference in the world. And I tell you today, dear friends, as just as Jesus seen these lepers in that village that day, the eye of the Lord is beholding us all. He knows who's turning back. He knows. But God desires to bless those who are willing to turn back. He's willing and desiring to bless and to touch and to help and to live. You see, dear friends, many in our day, as it was in the days of Luke 17, many think that when everything is going good and everything is falling into place in their life, they don't need God. They don't need anything. But I tell you today, there are so many in our world today is lacking miserably because they're failing to turn back to the Lord. And God blessed the saint, and he's blessed the saint. Well, the Bible teaches us that his compassion faileth not. He's willing to do it. What we are to do is return to give him thanks. He says, well, what's he done for me? I guess the question should be asked, what has he not done for me? Because you see, dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ has done everything. You say, well, how has he done such great and glorious things in your life, Brother Lynn? I tell you, dear friends, it's because I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I know that through and by his infinite wisdom and his love and care for me, he wants the very best for me. You see, dear friends, he wants the very best for you. When he seen those 10 lepers, he could have cast them to the side and went on his way and went through the village and made his way to Jerusalem. But no, he decided to work a glorious work and perform a miracle in the lives of those that called. The Lord God Almighty is still willing is as holy as I am, he still is. People says, well, why do I not feel it? Why do I not see it? Why do I not realize it? Well, dear friends, when was the last time we turned back? Honest. Give me back. Last week, we had a lot to be thankful for. Last week, we were just overjoyed when things came about in our ministry that we had longed for such a long, long time. And in the hoopla, and in the euphoria that was racing through me, and in the excitement, I said, Lord, I've got to give you thanks. Lord, I've got to turn to you. Because you see, dear friends, the Holy Spirit allowed me, had me to realize that it was nothing that I done, nothing that anybody else done. It was all him. You didn't get here on your own reconnaissance this morning. You didn't get here on your own strength. You didn't get here on your own intellect or your own might. You got here simply through the grace and the willingness and the caring of God that enabled you and I to be here. That's reason enough to turn to him and to give him thanks. For just that alone, that's something. But you see, dear friends, when this lowly, lonely Samaritan turned, the Lord touched him where he needed it most. You see, dear friends, when we turn back to the Lord, when we look to him, he'll touch us and bless us. We needed a lot in our church and a lot in our area. We're going through a lot right now in our prayers and studying and researching and watching and listening. Later last night, the Holy Spirit had blessed us to be exposed to this. Sometimes, it's the strongest. Sometimes it's the strongest. It's the bravest. It's the most cunning spiritual warriors that the Lord puts in the most desperate, hard, treacherous life. This life in which we're living is not for the faint of heart. It's for those who are willing to look to Jesus Christ, to be instructed, to be blessed. I don't know why we suffer, and I don't know why we go through many of the things we go through in life. But I do know this. We, like the old Samaritan, we must turn back. We must, with eyes of faith, walk by this faith and not by sight. Because Jesus said that thy faith made him whole. Dear friends, I tell you today, if he was ever time in our world today that our people need to turn back, cast their eyes upon the Lord, it's today. It's today. It's not that God's not blessed us all, because we're all being blessed. as they come to them.